Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Welcome to At Your Service. Brad Young in with you this evening until 10 o'clock. Thanks for sticking around with us. And speaking of sticking around, I asked Marie to stick around because you said wear the parka tomorrow. Now, listen, I'm gonna be at Kegs and Eggs tomorrow.
Yeah.
I may wander over to the game. But what do you consider parka weather?
Anything below 65.
That's what I was thinking. That's why I wanted to ask you, because I can see you at 59 degrees wearing a parka.
You totally, especially if it's going to be windy. I'm a wuss when it comes to the cold.
I knew that. So. That's why I wanted to ask you. So whenever you said tomorrow is parka weather, for you, that was a true statement.
It's true for me.
It was absolutely true reporting.
Without a doubt. But I know we've had certainly worst opening days where it has snowed and everything else.
Oh, it's been really, really cold.
So we're not really so bad tomorrow. It's just me that's causing conflict.
So basically, if folks want to see you tomorrow, they just need to look for someone wearing a parka.
That's it. I'll be there.
And it'll be, there's Maria Keener
there
right
there. There she is with her earmuffs.
So, no, it'll be fine, though. It'll be, what, yeah. What'd you say, in the 40s?
I think it's going to hit 50.
Hit 50,
and
okay.
I mean, just dress warm, though.
Sure.
You know, like have a nice warm sweater underneath and, you know, 50 degrees, you'll be comfy with that in a coat.
Absolutely. And after a few, maybe, adult beverages, you won't feel a cold,
you
even if you're
kind of cool. You won't feel anything.
No. Well, we don't want that many, but it certainly won't feel as bad.
As long as you don't get in a car.
Absolutely. Great. Thanks, Maria.
Thank you.
And speaking of things, we got, obviously, tomorrow we've got the Cardinal opener, and that's the big thing. I want to bring Matt Pajeski in because the other thing that we got coming up, I think it's early next week, is, and I never prep, just so you know, I never prep Matt whenever I spring stuff on him, because I want his honest assessment of things. So next week, big story, solar eclipse, thumbs up, thumbs down, care, not care.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
I really think they're spectacular things to witness. And the one that we had most recently, I guess, was at 2017.
Mm-hmm.
When I saw that, it was almost like a life-changing moment. It's just like you had such a surreal moment experiencing that, knowing that you're just one tiny person in this grand universe, and you're seeing an experience like that is just insane. So I'm looking forward to this one for sure.
So you got plans? You're gonna go down like the Cape or over into Carbondale, Illinois?
No, I'm gonna stay in town, and a few coworkers of ours here at Odyssey St. Louis, we're gonna gather and go to the rooftop here.
Hey, do you have glasses? You have the right glasses?
I think glasses will be provided. I sure hope so.
Okay, yeah, because you don't want to look at it without the glasses.
No.
But it is interesting. It is how fascinating it is. My wife is going down to some place near Cape Girardeau with a friend of hers to watch this. But what's interesting also is I had a case going on right after 2017. Now, remember, did you see the actual eclipse itself in 2017?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Is that something that you would forget in a short period of time?
No.
Okay. So I had a case where I was deposing this witness that I thought was lying. And he testified that he was working outside at the time of the eclipse. So when I took his deposition, I said, "Do you remember seeing the eclipse?" And he said, no, I don't remember seeing it. Now, this was in 2019. It was 2 years later. And he testified under oath that he was outside the entire time but doesn't remember seeing the eclipse. Is that even possible?
No, it's impossible.
He was a liar, liar, pants on fire, wasn't he?
Did he think that the day was just especially short and that he got tired and, you know, the sun's going away, it must be bedtime already, so he took a quick nap?
I don't know, but I asked him, I said, did anything interesting happen that day? Yeah. And he said, no, other than I saw some guy get hurt at work. I said, well, did you see anything interesting from an astronomical perspective? I was trying not to lead the witness, right?
Yeah.
And he said, no, I don't remember anything. I said, did you see the sun disappear from the sky? And then he said, no, I didn't see that. And I thought, dude, you are so lying. How could you not see the eclipse?
That's pretty embarrassing. That's bad.
So
you got him good.
Oh, I know, I did. And the case ended up settling because it was a great deposition. But still, I mean, that is such an emotionally impactful event to see the sun just completely disappear.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you got to see it. You're going to see it up on the building here at Odyssey.
Yeah, on the rooftop here. I don't know how great the visibility will be here in St. Louis. I know, like you said, Cape Girardeau is like the prime. You're like right in the center of the path. So I'm hoping we can still get a good show here.
Well, I went to college, undergrad, in Carbondale. And south of Carbondale, Illinois, there's this place called Macanda. And I think the laws in Macanda require that you smoke dope on a daily basis. I'm just guessing, but it may be that dope smoking is required. So I'm sure that when that eclipse happens next week, you're going to have a lot of people in Macanda saying something along the lines of, hey, man, that's really cool. Or, you know, something along those lines under the influence of legal weed in Illinois. So, anyway, I'm glad you're going to get a chance to experience the eclipse. If you are going to experience that eclipse, don't forget to wear the glasses. It's very, very important. Hey, coming up after the break, I'm going to open the phone lines up tonight because we've got a lot of stuff to discuss, as I always do on Wednesday nights. I always have more topics than I ever get to. But one of the topics... this isn't legal. It isn't even controversial. But today is National Movie Soundtrack Day. And there are so many great, moving, emotionally impactful soundtracks for movies. And I've got the BBC list of the greatest, 20 greatest movie soundtracks. We're going to talk about that as the show unfolds this evening. But what is your favorite movie soundtrack? And just as important, I love whatever, but why was it particularly moving for you? Why was it impactful? And how did the soundtrack for this movie that you may think is the greatest movie soundtrack ever, how did it enhance your experience when it comes to enjoying the movie? 314-436-7900, call or text. Text lines are open. We've already gotten some texts. Thank you very much. I'll be responding to those throughout the break. Brad Young in with you this evening until 10 o'clock at your service, KMOX.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, You deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You know, that is one of my absolute favorite movie theme songs from, obviously, from Raiders of the Lost Ark. But that didn't make, surprisingly, did not make the BBC's 20 greatest movie soundtrack list. Wasn't on there. And I'm not going to spring this one on Matt Pajeski just yet. I'm going to let him think about this for a little bit before he gives me his picks. But there are so many great movie soundtracks, and I've got the top 20 from BBC, and I'll go through that as the show unfolds this evening. But as you heard at the top of the hour, Daniel Riley, who was the person convicted of severely injuring Janae Edmondson by severing her legs in that motor vehicle accident, which ultimately led to the removal of Kim Gardner as a circuit attorney. He's filed a motion to have the verdict set aside. And what's interesting is, and I wanted to mention this to you, because I'd like to hear from you if you think this is grounds for an appeal or not. There's multiple grounds, but here's the main focus of Riley's attorney's request for a new trial. He alleges that the court committed multiple errors, but the chief error, according to Daniel Riley's attorney, was allowing the victim, Janae Edmondson, to enter the court without her prosthetics. If you saw any of the video from the trial, Janae Edmondson came in a wheelchair, and she was not wearing prosthetics. So Daniel Riley's attorney is arguing that this act in of itself, because he says, and these are the words of Daniel Riley's attorney, the court condoned a gore fest by allowing Janae to not wear her prosthetic legs in front of the jury, unquote. That's a quote. So the question is, should the judge have allowed or should have prevented Janae Edmondson from entering the court without her prosthetic legs? Personally, from my perspective, I have no problem with that, because that demonstrates exactly how she was injured in the motor vehicle accident when Daniel Riley was violating the law. He was violating his probation. He was under the influence of multiple drugs. He was speeding. He crashed into and changed Janae Edmondson's life forever. I mean, here's a young woman who was going to school on a volleyball scholarship. Now both of her legs have been severed at the knees. So he's alleging, Daniel Riley's attorney, that simply by allowing her to enter the courtroom, it was prejudicial to the jury. In his words, it was a gore fest. But from my perspective, it would have been prejudicial if she had been required to wear her prosthetics, because that would give an illusion. It would give a false representation of the damage that Daniel Riley did to Janae Edmondson. In fact, it would be, again, it would be prejudicial, because it would tell the jury, you know what, her legs look pretty good. How bad really was this? And that's not it at all. It changed that woman's life profoundly for the rest of her life. And her attorney has the gall to come and say that in of itself is the basis for overturning and giving him a new jury trial. Now, that's not going to happen. I can promise you that this judge is not going to set aside the verdict for this or any other reason in this case. And so it'll get appealed to the Court of Appeals. I don't anticipate the Court of Appeals doing anything with this case either. And yet, there certainly is the opportunity. Now, We've had several texts come in here. I want to get to these last action hero. Here's the text. Absolutely horrible movie with the best Hard Rock soundtrack ever with tons of new music. You know, I kind of like the last action hero movie. I don't think it was all that bad. It was panned by the critics, but I still enjoyed it because it was Arnold Schwarzenegger doing what Arnold does best. Action and very little dialogue. Also, Hello Dolly is up here as one of the movies as being a great movie soundtrack. So that's great. Keep those texts coming in, 314-436-7900. Chris is holding on the line to talk about Daniel Riley. Hey, Chris, welcome to KMOX.
Hi, good evening, Brad.
It's great to talk to you, sir.
Good to talk to you again. The Janae Edmondson for the appeal from Riley.
Yes.
I hope that's struck down in a heartbeat. I don't think it's justified. I mean, I'm not schooled in law like you are. You're a brilliant law scholar, but I just think that family, the Riley family's been through hell enough with what happened to their daughter and her what she's going through. I think it should not be appealed.
Right. So just so we're clear, because when you said it should be struck down, you mean that this verdict against Daniel Riley should stand, and that Daniel Riley should have to go to prison because of what he did to Janae Edmondson.
Absolutely, Brad. Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Because it changed that young woman's life forever. And do you think it was wrong for the judge to allow her to come into court without her prosthetics? Do you think I'm not talking about from a legal perspective here, Chris, but just from your perspective, does that seem like the right thing or a wrong thing to do?
I think it was okay. I just I guess the best way I can put it, I don't think it like put a prejudice or a bias for
mm-hmm.
for that family, but I don't think it was a prejudicial move, if you will, and I see nothing wrong with it. And I just had another question for you. What happened to that thug that killed the? It was right after the Drake concert that the mother and daughter that got killed from Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Is that going to court or trial soon?
Yeah,
or?
That defendant has been arrested. And last time that I looked into it, which admittedly, Chris, has been probably since the incident happened, there's not been a trial date announced. I don't know what the status on that is. But while I will tell you, I'll look into it and report back to you next week on that.
Okay, thanks, Brad. And just keep up the good work.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you. And
all right,
thanks for calling in and thanks for listening to Camo X. We had another person text in on this topic that the defendant, and I think this is an excellent, excellent point here. The defendant did this to this woman. The defendant created the Gore Fest. And that's exactly right. And again, I always think that KMOX, and you've heard me say this many times, KMOX has the brightest, smartest radio audience of any radio station in this country. And some of the texts I'm getting in tonight even demonstrates that. Plus, one of the listeners texted in and said Rocky is their greatest movie soundtrack. That shows you brilliance right there. Rocky's a great soundtrack. It added to the movie. It really demonstrated from Rocky his rise from being nothing to being the greatest, from knocking off the championship or the champion in boxing. And the soundtrack evolved as Rocky got better. And I do think that is a fantastic soundtrack. Also, Chariots of Fire, someone texted in. That wasn't on the list of the BBC 20 greatest movies, but I would put that on there. You remember we heard the soundtrack from Chariots of Fire for years. It was extremely popular, and you still hear it during any Olympics. Anytime there's the Summer Olympics, you always hear the Chariots of Fire theme song. And since, of course, we've got the Summer Olympics coming up in Paris this summer, I'm sure we'll be hearing a lot of that this summer as well. Hey, we got to take a break. We have more after this break. 314-436-7900. After the break, we're going to talk a little bit about red light cameras because of what the city of St. Louis did at the end of last week. More right after this.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to At Your Service, KMOX. Yeah, we're talking about the greatest movie soundtracks, and I'm getting carpal tunnel syndrome from all the typing I'm doing during the break, responding to all the texts. So obviously, soundtracks mean as much to you as they have to me in so many great movies over the years, and keep those calls and texts coming. Love to get the feedback. In fact, as you've heard me say many, many, many times, that's what I love about this show. Is that unlike any other medium or media that you enjoy, you actually get to participate in this. And we've had some fantastic participation here this evening. Dave's been holding through the break. Hey, Dave, welcome to KMOX.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing great, sir.
Yeah, as I say, Rocky had two different versions. Bill Conti was the first arranger and composer of it, then Maynard Ferguson did a version of it, too.
Yeah, but the Maynard Ferguson, I mean, talk about one of the greatest horn players of all time, Maynard Ferguson. That's a great example here, Dave, of when someone who redid something, it was actually better than the original.
Yeah. Sylvester Stallone, they even said that, too. He did two Rocky. He did Rocky II Disco was the second version, and then he did Star Wars, Battlestar Galactica. He did a bunch of soundtracks after that, which is kind of comeback. When most of the big bands were actually folding down at that time, Maynard's was going strong.
Yes, yes, he was. And you are so right that was even better than the originals. Hey, thank you for sharing your comments, Dave. I appreciate it, my friend.
I'm actually going to go. I'm actually going to go see a great trumpet player in St. Louis right now called Jim Manley.
Oh, I'm not familiar with him. Where are you going to see him at tonight?
At Sasha's Wine Bar. He has a little trio there. Great, great jazz player. He can play the high notes like Maynard too. He's very one of the few guys in St. Louis that can actually play like that.
Well, you enjoy your time, my friend, and thanks for listening to KMOX.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And I had a text here about the red light cameras. I'm going to get to the text in a minute, but I do want to mention about red light cameras because just last week, you've heard me talk a lot about red light cameras here on KMOX on At Your Service. And there are a lot of legal issues. There are a lot of policy issues. And frankly, I think there's a lot of moral issues with red light cameras. But just last week, the city of St. Louis, the committee on the Board of Aldermen passed out of committee two bills dealing with red light cameras. First, the bill would legalize the resumption of using red light cameras in the city of St. Louis after they were struck down by the Missouri Supreme Court back in, I believe it was in 2015, 2016. Secondly, there was a bill that indicates that all funds collected by traffic camera citations will go to one of two things, either driving courses or road safety infrastructure, which we don't know exactly what that means, but I'm guessing that means roads, paving, stop signs, stop lights, etc. That also passed out of committee. Now, we'll see if either one or both of those bills get passed by the entire board of aldermen. But we'll have to wait and see, and obviously I'll be keeping you updated on that. Jim wants to talk some more movie soundtracks. Jim, what soundtrack is on your mind?
Close Encounters. You think of that one? That da na 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 na. Anytime somebody says something about a UFO or something,
right?
That goes off in my head. Do re mi do fa.
But you remember though, Jim? To me, what the best point? Because if you remember that movie. And I watched that movie a few years ago, and I didn't remember it being quite so slow. But in terms of the soundtrack, you heard that musical progression a couple of times. But then when the humans were trying to communicate with the aliens, then they blasted that so loudly. Remember, it broke windows? Exactly. Thank you, Matt Pajeski. But it busted out windows, exploded windows, and it was so full of bass that it was powerful. And it showed you just how powerful the aliens were simply by using a soundtrack.
Yeah, excellent. A very underrated movie. I had my kids, they're all teenagers, watch it. We watched it about a month ago, and they were like, how old is this movie? I said, this came out in like 77,
yeah,
I believe it was. And they said, man, it really looks cool for being that old. And it's actually all just miniatures, and actually, if you ever go to the Air Force Museum in Dayton, Ohio,
yeah,
they have the big mothership, the one that was actually used in the movie. And here's something.
Well, you know why that is. Don't move on from that, because Jim, you know why, don't you? That Dayton, Ohio has that.
Well, yeah, the Wright brothers.
Well, I think there's another reason, because. I love conspiracy theories. I rarely believe them, but I love discussing them. And of course, the mother of all conspiracy theories is the crash landing in Roswell, New Mexico in 1947. Yeah. And according to the conspiracy theorists, the debris and the bodies that were retrieved from Roswell, New Mexico in 1947 were taken to Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, where?
Yep.
In Dayton, Ohio.
Yeah. Here's something else, too, on that model. There was actually a little R2-D2 on it. And it actually, supposedly, it actually shows up in the movie, but
really?
It's so small. Yep.
Well,
I guess
Spielberg and Lucas were good friends.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, so it probably he didn't have to go through lawyers to get the licensing rights. He just called Lucas and said, "Hey, do you mind if I stick R2-D2 on there?" "Oh, sure, why not?
Yep.
Stick it on there." You know, that's how it went, or they discussed it at a party or something.
Exactly.
But you are so right, Jim. Hey, thanks for calling in this evening and allowing us to relive Close Encounters. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Have a good evening, sir.
You too, my friend. So on this red light camera, one of the texts that I received as we were talking about that briefly here earlier was that it says here, and I'm reading from the text, Brad, the red light cameras are nothing more than a money grab by the anti-police mayor. Plus there's this bubble cover shield that's being sold as to distort the license plate in the cameras where they can't read it correctly. You're exactly right on both points. And I do think it's a money grab. You've heard me discuss this in detail many times on this show. I won't go through all of that again. But that's what I think is interesting here about the two bills that were passed out of committee. Now, they're not ready to be signed into law yet. They're not even official bills passed by the Board of Aldermen. They're just passed out of a committee. And so there's going to be more debate, more amendments, modifications. They could either pass or not pass. But of the two bills that passed out of committee, one authorizes red light cameras, but the other dedicates those funds to driving courses and road safety infrastructure. Now, you know how this game would work, and this is what I wanted to discuss this idea. Remember years ago when we passed in the state of Missouri allowing for casino gambling? They said, well, all the money that comes from casino gambling is going to go to education. So they say, yeah, you may not like gambling, but it's for the children. You know, that's how they sold it. It's for the kids, right? But what you don't know is that for every dollar that was dedicated and set aside for kids' education, the General Assembly just allocated less money from the general funds. So the bottom line is it just went to make bigger government. And I think that's the I almost said the word scam. I'm not going to call it a scam, but I think that is the strategy here, is to say red light cameras, you may not like them, but it's going to go towards improving our streets. It's going to go towards improving, allowing driving courses for people who can't drive. So there's this benevolent veneer over the idea that red light cameras, even though I can give you multiple reasons why they violate the Constitution and our due process rights, as did the Missouri Supreme Court found, but they're going to try to put this veneer on it that it's for a good reason. I mean, I'm surprised they didn't say it's going to go to help crippled children or something. You know, it's just blatantly saying, playing on your emotions to get this passed. But I promise you, even if that money is dedicated to safety infrastructure, that's a code word for streets. And so if they dedicate it to streets, for every dollar that would be given to the streets from the red light cameras, there would be $1 taken away and given to some other silly city government program. So the net result would be no improvement in the streets. What do you think? 314-436-7900 on the Voice of St. Louis. This is At Your Service. Don't go away. Right now, keep the music up, Matt, because what are you thinking of right now? You're thinking of the credits on the screen. You're thinking of the starships coming over your head at the beginning of that movie. I was like 12 when Star Wars came out. I still remember that feeling of hearing that music, that bursting music, and seeing the starships come over my head in a way that I'd never seen before. And the credits that were arcing backwards, reading the narrative, amazing. Movie, truly movie magic at its finest. And that is on the BBC's 20 greatest movie soundtracks of all time. Star Wars Episode IV, A New Hope. And if you were a kid in any way when you first saw that movie, I hope that you shared my enthusiasm for seeing and understanding how that amazing soundtrack enhanced that movie in a way that couldn't have been done in the absence of that music. And and one of the things I love about the St. Louis Symphony is that they often do nights where they have movies and they play soundtracks, and the symphony is there and the movie is shown over the symphony, and then you hear them perform the soundtrack live. And I'm going to tell you, one of the ones, I've seen multiple of these, one of the ones, and you may find this weird, but I saw Psycho at the St. Louis Symphony. And you're thinking, Psycho? What? But the violins and the orchestration, hearing that, feeling that inside of Powell Hall, so enhanced that movie in a way that I'd seen Psycho many, many times. But seeing it on a large screen at Powell Hall with the symphony accompanying it, and particularly in the shower scene and the violins that were screeching, it totally changed the feel of the movie, even though I knew exactly what was going to happen. Because I've seen the movie tons of times, just like you. But feeling that and experiencing that music at the same time was truly, truly amazing. Mark's been holding. Hey, Mark, welcome to KMOX.
Yeah, hey, thanks so much for taking my call. Hey, I wanted to make a comment about the traffic lights and
yes,
that whole thing. Hey, I am like 100% with you in terms of that analogy that you drew to the situation with, presenting a particular bill as, well, you know, this is going to help the schools, as specifically in the case you brought up. Where then the Missouri legislature decides, oh, well, you know, well, we got this other money now directed towards that. So looks like we can cut back the amount of money we were funding legislatively.
Exactly.
I totally get that. I totally get that. I remember that, and I talked to many people about that and felt very frustrated about that. That was so hard to take. But as regards to traffic lights, and I understand that the same sort of fallacy could occur. But I have to say that as a resident of and business owner in the city of St. Louis, the fact, well, I'll tell you honestly, what happened to me recently was I was driving along Tower Grove, you know, there along the Botanical Garden.
Sure, I know right where it is.
I couldn't believe it, but I was doing 40 miles per hour, as I now do in the city because there's no traffic, monitoring.
Yeah.
It's 40, right? I couldn't believe it. I got pulled over.
Really?
And I was actually kind of happy about it. And I said to the officer, I said, seriously,
thank you.
I'm not gonna believe this, but I appreciate you're out here. But I got to ask you a question: Where have you guys been? Yeah, and where are you guys? And by the way, how many of you are there? And you know what he told me?
What?
He said there are seven. There are seven traffic control officers right now operating in the entire city of St. Louis.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
And they move them around. Okay, they move them around from one area to another for a week or 10 days, he was telling me. And that's it. That's all they have. So back to the traffic lights. You know, I routinely now make a practice when I'm at a red light in the city of St. Louis and I'm the first one in line and it turns green, I don't go.
Oh, of course not, because you're taking your life in your own hands. Yeah.
Right. I'm probably going to get T-boned, right? Because there's no enforcement. There is no – well, by the way, it's pretty ridiculous. Of course, with only seven, I, of course, catch the one guy. Right?
Wow. You should buy a lottery ticket that day.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Seeing a traffic officer in the city is about as common as seeing Bigfoot.
No, it's not. You don't. You don't. And it's affected my behavior. I mean, I tried to be responsible and everything, but I know that I probably drive faster in the city knowing that no one's around. Of course, I just had a little correction on that. Thank you, universe. But anyway, the thing is, back to the traffic lights. While I understand what you were talking about, and I have a full appreciation for that.
Right.
Let me add this, Mark.
Hey, Mark, hang on a second. Let me add this in because we're coming up on a hard break here in about a minute.
Sure.
Here's the thing.
Yeah, sure,
the problem that I had with the prior incarnation of red lights was the following. Legally, number one, it took the picture of the car, not the driver. Secondly, the owner of the driver was ticketed even if they weren't driving the car. Thirdly, that violates your due process rights under the 14th Amendment because you were forced to prove you're innocent instead of the government proving that you are guilty. And so those are the legal reasons that the Missouri Supreme Court said these red light cameras got to go. So I haven't seen the details on how the city's going to overcome those legal objections. But if they do overcome those legal objections, then we can still discuss the policy argument, where's the money going to go? But if they're legal, then at least I think they are usable.
Right. Well, really quickly, the other problem before
10 seconds.
They forgot to put in an enforcement clause, and so no one really had to pay those tickets. And so that never really was a deterrent.
You're exactly right, Mark. Hey, thanks for being concise, and thanks for listening to KMOX.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Hey, we're coming up on a break here. After the break, we're going to talk about AI and music, about how AI can steal the voices of musicians, and what legislators, at least in Tennessee, are doing to combat it, and should we do it here? Also, your picks for the greatest movie soundtracks ever, right here on KMOX. Stick around. We'll be back right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.